Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
We've hit March, so that means we are getting closer and closer to Easter, which, according to the moon, has to be so late this year. Yeah. It's like 18th of April, I think, is
I thought you would
Friday.
Have been happier that Easter is getting a little bit later.
I have no idea how Easter selecting works. Honestly, I feel like they spin a wheel and they go... ding, 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 ding. April 18th.
Yeah.
Like, yes,
it's got to do with like the moons and stuff.
I don't know. But you're right. I want to talk about hot cross buns because it means that we will, if there was Easter in early April, that means that this would be running out a lot sooner. Mm-hmm. Hot cross buns, for some very strange reason, are only available somewhere between Boxing Day and New Year's Day.
Yeah.
That's when they'll
hit
the shelves.
I feel like it used to be like end of Jan to Easter. And then it just slowly crept forward.
Which is incredible.
you're not opposed to it.
No, I'm a huge fan of hot cross buns. The only thing, we spoke about it a couple of months ago, they are more expensive than I remember, especially out of like proper bakeries. Like
definitely.
$9 if you want to get a six pack.
That's a lot.
Of, do they call them six packs when it's when it's hot
it's
cross
half
buns?
Half a slab.
Quarter of a
Can I get a full slab?
Yeah, quarter of a case of hot cross buns. Because everyone's talking about it, and some international people, like people that aren't from Australia, are like, man, these hot cross buns, Australians love hot
it's
cross buns.
It's a very uniquely Australian thing.
Which I love.
To have the different hot cross bun flavors. I feel like in the UK, you can only really get like, you know, chocolate, fruit, maybe an apple cinnamon.
I just think like, because it's in the news at the moment, and it's the Aussie obsession with the hot cross bun, but they're going over the top. Like every year you'll bring what new flavors there are. Just to mention a few, there's the wagon wheel flavor. Mm-hmm. There is caramel. There is like, it's like fairy floss.
I've got a full list, Tim, actually.
Mate.
So Coles have gone, teamed up with Arnott's. And they've done like biscuit collaboration. So they've got Ice Vovo wagon wheels, and they replaced the special burger sauce ones this year
probably
with the wagon
best.
Wheels. But they also have the Vegemite ones. And then if you go over to Woolworths, because it's like a bit of a supermarket war at the moment, the Woolworths ones, they've teamed up with Cadbury. So they've got your caramel, they've got fairy bread, and they've got Biscoff flavor as well.
I just don't know if, to me, it doesn't need it.
You don't.
So there's the traditional.
Yes.
There's the chocolate version.
I do like a chocolate
and
one.
And I'll take an apple and cinnamon.
Yeah.
But like.
How very traditional of you.
Just, it just seems like all of those flavors you said.
Yeah. You wouldn't have any of them.
It just seems like they're literally pasting a flavor on top of an already delicious treat.
Yeah.
And like, for example, would you put a steak on top of a chicken parmigiana? Don't mess with perfection. No. Jess, I can see you thinking about it.
Maybe. That could weirdly work.
It won't and it shouldn't. And I feel like we're entering that territory. Mm. And as someone who I personally believe, I am the sacred savior of these very traditional things, hot cross buns. I haven't looked too much in the actual history about it, but they're bloody delicious.
Yes.
And I just don't want... Like, things are getting a bit zany. I hate to use the Z word.
Zip, zap, zoom.
Yeah, it is.
Did you see the Cinnabon ones?
Yeah, Cinnabon. Yeah. Yeah. It's America's
infiltrating. I haven't tried those yet.
Yeah, and I won't. Because if it ain't got tarnas, and I can't just cut it in half, put a bit of butter on it, chuck it in the toaster or raw dog it and just eat it.
You don't like
out.
A hot cross bun that oozes?
No, it should not ooze. It's not a hot jam donut.
Not ooze.
It's not a Twinkie or whatever they do in the States. I think... We're getting a little bit carried away. Yeah. It's going a bit over the top. Everybody,
but this is our culture, Tim. You know how they always say
Australians things?
Don't have culture?
No.
This is it. This is the Australian culture.
We
take something, we make it better.
No, we ruin it. After we go, everyone seems to like this. Let's go too far, overcommit. This is probably like, may make sense that you like this because you're probably like, I'm excited. Let's keep going. Where sometimes, you know.
What else can we do?
Yeah, sometimes it's just we're already at the destination. Get out of the car. Stop driving.
Nah, I want to see like Doritos flavor next year.
Well, you're borderline about to lose your microphone privileges.
Cheezles.
Okay.
Hot cross
all right.
Buns.
That's the end of it.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I found an interesting study, and I think this would be actually perfect to pose this question to your wife.
All right.
Because you have a son, Jack. How old's your son?
It's one and a bit.
One and a bit.
One and a half.
Yeah. And a study of nearly 7,000 mums. Has revealed that almost half of the participants said that their biggest stress in their life is their husband, not their children.
This is, I guess, a stereotypical male-female
yes, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you got to remember, my wife doesn't love me like she loves our son. Right. I've explained this a lot.
Yeah.
It's conditional and unconditional love. My wife loves me conditionally.
Yeah.
But she loves our son unconditionally.
I think you said you love your wife conditionally.
No,
actually.
And you should. You should love your partner conditionally because if they're treating you poorly, that's yes. not good. That's not. Like you don't,
but your child doesn't know.
Yeah, if my son throws one of his Duplo horses at my face and screams and cries, as much as I'm like, oh, man, this is a lot, you know, that's unconditional love yeah. right there. So, yeah, she's not – like, people aren't going to feel that way towards their kids, but when they're the partner, you can go, well, yeah, I resent yeah. the crap out of you right
one
now.
One of the mums that was involved in the survey said that a 7-year-old is going to be a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
But a 35-year-old acting like a 7-year-old is much more stressful because they should know better.
Now, I don't – this might be absolutely wild to say. I don't think I'm ever ridiculous. Like, I don't think yeah. I'm ever acting like a child. Like in a serious situation. Mm. I don't think I'm ever doing something like whether we've had a disagreement and I'm acting like a child in bad right. because I'm so big on don't act like a child or mm-hmm. you're treated like a child.
Can we call your wife? Can we call her right now? No. Get her on the show.
No. I haven't given her she's looking after our son. I don't want her to resent me even more.
I just want to hear from her mouth that she thinks you're never a child.
I mean, we can get her on the phone after this.
I feel like
I'm never acting childish. Mm-hmm. I'm immature, yes, but I'm never like if things are serious, I'm never being like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to do this. Like I'm a pain,
right?
But I'm not acting.
You're a pain in a different way.
Yeah. I'm like so stubborn.
Sure,
but I'm not childish, and I think I might have lent into that one a little bit more because that was one part of this study. But of course you're going to feel more stressed from
another mum said that sometimes instead of finding the co-parent supportive, she actually feels as if they are simply adding to the extra weight in their lives.
That is savage.
Yeah.
They've added extra weight
to their life.
So it's like you're trying to get through your life and then you're just carrying around.
You just got this burden, this sack of burden
sack
behind
of
you.
Sand that is causing you grief and...
Yeah,
that is savage.
Yeah, so maybe go home, ask your partner, your significant other tonight.
You should. It will always be that way. That survey should say 100%.
I don't know. I feel like out of me and my husband, I'm definitely the burden. I'm the sack of weight that's bringing down our relationship.
Yeah, and you bring that to work as well. Like in our working relationship of the Tim and Jess show,
yeah.
you are a burden. In the best way.
And you're a child here, so you don't be a child at work.
I get it all out.
I mean, at home.
Yeah. See, you're not even focused.
I'm calling your wife immediately.
No. She's her phone. She threw it in the river. It's in Armstrong Creek, so you can't get it. But I stand by that I've never been the problem.
Okay.
Even though, historically, it seems to be disagreed by my wife. But I don't think we have time. Anyway, that's the Tim and Jess show today. We're done and dusted. Normally finish at 6, but it's 4:22. We're out of here.
We're not going anywhere.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Now, there might be no interest in this whatsoever, and that's totally fine. Every day when I walk home, I go up Ryrie Street.
Yep.
Before I continue my way up Gerringham, well, down Gerringham technically. And I walk past the Geelong art store.
Yep.
And they're normally closing up. And the delicious, it's the only word I can think of to describe it, delicious smell of pencils.
Pencils?
Pencils when I walk past.
Like the wood
it's
pencils.
Like, it's like a hit. It's like I know.
Are you sure you're not smelling the turds?
No, it's like I go out of my way. There is a quicker way for me to get to where I park my car every day. But I go out of my way to walk past in hope that they're closing and like they're getting every... It just seems like grey lead is getting pushed out of that front door.
Do you stand in the front door?
I'm not a big sniff. I'm not an animal. I walk past slower than usual.
Yeah.
And I...
Yeah.
And like...
Really take it in.
You know, like that, just that woody, lead-based... Delicious. I know.
Again, you smell the turds.
And then I fall over and I'm rolling on the ground. I lose about 40 minutes of the day. But I love it.
Yeah.
And I love the smell of grey leads. It's like wet grass. Like freshly mowed wet grass. Like you've just mowed and it's rained and then you're...
Or when you walk past a KFC and you don't know the KFC's there and you go, oh my God, I smell the chicken.
Oh, I reckon that's a bit different because they want you to enjoy the smell. Whereas I don't know if the art store is like, well, hopefully we can get them with a waft.
Win them over with these pencils.
But I wanted to do on 5223295. What's a weird smell that you like?
Mm-hmm.
In a weird way, fuel. Oh, I don't like it, but Tim, I'm like, tingles the brain.
Yeah.
Again, I pass out. My wife has to slap me a couple of times. I wake up. I've come to. She's got Greylids as my sniffing salts. That's how I get up. But, yeah, I want to talk about weird smells. Again, people might not be interested in calling about this. Maybe I'm off my rocker. Mm-hmm. But, man, I love the smell of pencils.
I'm surprised you don't use a Greylid if you like the smell of pencils so
much. Well, I think it's the giant supply. Walking past the art store. Like, I'm not just going to have one pencil and just, you know...
That's not going to give you a satisfying hit.
In a weird way, I understand how people get addicted to things.
Right.
Because of me walking. Because I literally go out of my way to walk past this shop every single day.
The first step is admitting it, Tim.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Tim.
Yeah.
And I'm addicted to smelling pencils, specifically at an art shop on Ryrie Street when I'm walking home. And like the last couple of days, it's been warm. And like I feel like it's opening up the earthy tones of the grey lead pencils.
Yeah. The woods returning home.
Yeah, it's like, honestly, it's like, it's scented eucalyptus. There's lead there. You know, what timber are you using? Like, what color is that? Is that like lime that I'm smelling? Like the color, not the scent. But it's like, what am I picking up here?
Mm-hmm.
And I love weird smells. And I love loving weird smells. You're looking at me like I'm nuts. It's a normal thing to like a smell.
Oh, no, it's just a grown man saying he loves the smell of pencils, you know.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah. Glad
sorry,
you
I was.
Yeah. You were taking it in for a second.
Went to return serve, but I understand that. But maybe I'm brave.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm out here brave telling people how it really is, that it's nice to smell weird things. Like, I don't want you to call up and be like, yeah, I mind dog poo. Like, calm down. You know?
Yeah.
But driving.
I really like the smell of kitty litter.
But when you drive past, like, you know, where the Spirit docks in Cryo Bay, there's also a place next to it where they have giant piles of mulch. That smells bloody terrific.
You like a mulch?
I think I like timber.
But yeah, you
wood,
could.
Woody tones.
Could be. You miss selling doors.
I do. Oh, man, the factory, the door was place that, I used to work at.
Was it great?
I would walk through the door factory to get to the office. I didn't have to. There was parks out the front, but I did it anyway.
Tim, we've got your favourite kind of caller, an anonymous caller.
Oh, excellent. All right.
So, anonymous, what is your favourite kind of smell?
The smell of someone doing a burnout, the burnt rubber smell.
Ah, the crime. the crime anonymous.
The direct crime.
Yeah.
Well, I guess back you could also day, you could also get that smell from having to brake fast in a tricky situation.
Oh, no, it's not the same. Just not the same.
Oh, God.
Now, burnouts are illegal.
Yes.
Don't do them.
We don't condone them.
We don't condone it. I just don't. That's a prop. That's like... Burnt rubber is a lot, anonymous.
Back in the day, there may have been a few P-plater, you know, burnouts happening, but you drive down the road and you got the window down and all of a sudden you get a waft and you think, yeah, someone's just, you know, done a skid.
I understand why you didn't want to didn't want to give us your details there, anonymous, so we appreciate your call nonetheless. But
anonymous would probably love the Formula One.
Well, actually, yeah, there you go. If you want to get your fix.
There's a legal way to get your fix.
It's very cheap from what I've heard as well.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.